Can we go through to the Christmas tree, thanks? Okay, good. It's blurry, isn't it? Is that what you woke up like this morning? Now, today is Christmas Day. Who likes Christmas Day? Oh, we all do. Great. Now, what's special about Christmas Day? Presents? Oh, does everyone like presents? So, do you only get presents on Christmas Day? No? When else do you get Christmas? When else do you get presents? When you have a birthday. Does everybody get a present when they have a birthday? Oh, okay. Now, whose birthday is it today? Have we got anybody in here who's got a birthday? Your daughter's birthday. Well, she's a lucky person, isn't she? Does she only get one present today? Okay. She's not lucky then, is she? You got to have a present for a birthday and you got to have a present at Christmas time, haven't you? No? Oh, okay. Some people are missing out here. Now, I'm not sure whether you actually like Christmas Day or not, but there are some things that some people do special on Christmas Day. And what's one of the special things that we do on Christmas Day, apart from coming to church? Pray? Oh, some people may. Spend time with family. So, how many families have come together today or are coming together later on today? So you've come together. Good. I've actually got part of my family here. Now, for me, this here is the second time in 17 years that we've met with my family. So the past 16 years I've actually been in Tasmania and they've been up here on the Gold Coast. So it's been a bit hard for families to get together. So it's nice to have a family get together. Now, you'll notice that I'm not wearing a traditional suit and tie today. I've got... you're right again. I've got on a Hippos T-shirt. And our family theme this year has been Happy Hippos. So we've got together a bit on that. So we've thought about what does Christmas mean to each and every one of us. So we've thought about gathering together. We've thought about getting presents and that. But what does Christmas mean to you? Now, I found the thing in the local paper, Your Southern Downs Explorer, and it gave a few things. Now, the mayor of the Southern Downs, it says, Christmas is a time of reflection and reaffirming beliefs. It is a busy time for Santa in our household, and this year he will have a new costume for the grandchildren to enjoy. So, Santa's come to his place. It sounds like they've got lots of presents there, and they've had a wonderful time. Now, if we think about your place, what's your place been like? Ours has been hectic. We've had trails going all over the place. We've built a Christmas tree out of balloons. Now, you didn't think of that, did you? next year, that's going to be good. So we've started off that sort of way. We've got a lunch coming on. So that's going to be interesting. More food. We'll have to go to the gym or something to get over this Christmas. So I don't know if you eat too much at Christmas, but I'm sure we will. One of the councillors says, Christmas offers the opportunity for some downtime, a moment for us to reflect on past times with friends and relatives and to enjoy the festive atmosphere. It is a great time to recharge the battery for the new year ahead. Now, I'm sure my wife and my daughter say that they haven't had a downtime at all. It's been an uptime. Preparation time is definitely something that's bad there. One of the other counsellors says that Christmas is a time to celebrate the birth of Christ. This year our family will welcome a new member into our extended family. There is nothing more joyful than a Christmas baby and sharing the experience with family and friends. It is a time to focus on the most important things in life and let go of distractions. This year has come with its challenges, and the most important focus should be on love, family and friends. Okay, so we're getting a bit of a message coming through here that Christmas is a time to join together. Now, we've come together this morning, we've sung some carols. Who likes carols? Do you watch Carols by Candlelight and Carols, the Meyer Music Bowl and that? What do you think of the carols this year? Did anybody watch carols on Friday night Saturday night or last night? You did? What did you think of the carols? Not much. Okay. But you like carols. But you didn't think much of it. Oh, okay. There weren't too many carols at the Carols by Candlelight. They're good. Saturday night, for those who didn't watch it, it was Carols in the Domain. They had some very good singers on, and they actually sang the carols in the traditional way. I think 99% of them sung it in the traditional way. The Meyer Music Bowl was on last night. I turned it off after two carols. Well, supposedly carols. The way that they sang it didn't give any joy whatsoever. So it was good to sing some traditional carols this morning and to get back to that sort of thing. So welcome to Christmas 2023. And before we actually look at what we read out this morning, let's just bow in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can gather here this morning. We thank you that as we come to bring praise to Jesus, Lord, we ask that you just might bless us in this time. And for this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I've entitled today's sermon, "With My Own Eyes I Have Seen Your Salvation." Now, when we think about Jesus, this doesn't look anything like the Jesus that was in the video. Did you like him sitting up there yelling and carrying on? A brand new baby? Sitting up and carrying on. What a great way to think about Jesus. So Jesus was born. He was laid in a manger. After 7 days, he was presented at the temple. And this was normal for this sort of thing. After a baby was born, the woman had to stay in isolation for 7 days. And the baby, of course, with her before they actually could be presented to the temple. So Jesus was presented to the temple after 7 days. At 12 years of age, Jesus was in the temple and he was conversing with the wise men that were in the temple, all the elders of the temple. He was having a very strict or very religious conversation with them. And we know that around about 30 years of age, Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan. After he was baptized, he called his disciples. And at one of the things, Jesus said, "Let the children come unto me." So Jesus liked children and he wanted them to be with him that he might be able to teach them as well. And now we like to teach children as well, so that's all good. But one of the things that we know about Jesus is that he was the Lamb of God. He also read the scriptures in the synagogues. And towards the end of his life, at about age 33, he came into Jerusalem on a donkey. At the end of his life, he was hung on a cross with two thieves. And after, on the third day, he was raised from the tomb. And I think the light's shining on that a little bit. I can see it very well on the back screen, but it's a bit lighter on this screen. So that's Jesus looking over us and keeping an eye on us. In our reading, we see that Mary and Joseph follow the law and take Jesus to Jerusalem in accordance with the scriptures. And that's... Now, in Leviticus 2, it says that the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel, saying, if a woman conceives and bears a male child, then she shall be unclean 7 days, as at the time of her menstruation she shall be unclean. And on the eighth day the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. Then she shall continue for 33 days in the blood of her purifying." So we know that Jesus was brought to the temple after 7 days to fulfill this sort of law. Here he meets Simeon, who was a good and devout man. And one of the things that Simeon said in his context of praise was, "With my own eyes I have seen your salvation." Now, Simeon wasn't a young man, he was an older man, and God had promised him that he wouldn't die till he had seen God's salvation. And so when he saw Jesus, the Spirit of God revealed to him that here was God's salvation. And so he was able to say, "With my own eyes, I have seen your salvation." And of course, we can see Simeon holding the baby Jesus. In the readings, we see that God had prepared for this event and that Jesus was to be the light, not only to the Jewish nation, but also to the Gentiles. And in the book of John, we read the words, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." So it wasn't just to a particular people, this was to the whole world. Jesus has become the light to each and every one of us. This baby Jesus that was presented in the temple, here Simeon was able to foretell what his life was going to involve. There was a second person that came into the temple, and that was a prophetess. She was 84 years old, so she wasn't young either. She had lived a life of prayer and fasting before God. She'd only been married for 7 years when her husband died, and so if you think about that sort of time, people were married round about the age of 13 or 14. So for you girls and that, and you're only looking at 13 and 14, just think, in olden times, you would be given to a man as a wife. That's a bit on the rugged side. So for 7 years, so that would make her around about 20. And so there's about 64 years she's been a widow. And for 64 years, she's been in the temple with prayer and fastings. She comes into the temple to see Jesus. And she starts to talk about what the salvation of Jerusalem was going to be like. She had seen the baby Jesus also. Now, for us, this day is the day that we celebrate Jesus' birth. Now, how many people here have given a present to Jesus? We've got one over here. Can I ask you what present you gave Jesus? His heart, okay. So he's given Jesus his heart. Now, you've all received presents this morning, or you're going to receive presents after you go home. Are you willing to offer Jesus a present on his birthday? Because we're celebrating his birthday. Do we recognize Jesus as God's salvation? Just like Simeon was there, "Mine eyes have seen your salvation." Or are we ready to speak of Jesus to this generation? That's going to be our big thought for today. What can we give Jesus as a birthday present? Do we recognize him as our salvation? And are we ready to speak about him to those around us? We'll say amen, and may this day be a true blessing to each and every one of you, and may you be a blessing to those you come in contact with. Amen. And we're going to sing with one last song.